Welcome to Mason's Media Musings for this week. I'm Andrew Mason, and we're here in the new Broncos studio at the Broncos Fieldhouse, which just opened up this week. Now, we're here because a lot of the programming that you're going to see on DenverBroncos.com and with our partners from Fox 31 and 9 News is going to be shot right here in this room. You can see you've got the view behind me of the practice fields. It's going to be a lot better view in summer than it is right now, unless you're a fan of frozen tundra type vistas. But you're going to see plenty of programs coming from here, and really it gives all of Broncos programming a home that it has never had. You may not have noticed this when you watched Broncos programming on various outlets over the years, but a lot of times in the past few years, it's been about finding space wherever you could get it. So some things were shot in the lobby. Some things were shot in a hallway. Sometimes they used coaches' meeting rooms. And on draft weekend, sometimes even the locker room would be used. Now it's all going to have a home here in the Broncos studio. So I think it's going to end up looking better. I think the product's going to be better for you watching at home. So be sure and check it out going forward. Of course, all that means that the field house is open for the Broncos to practice in this week. That's huge, not only because of the cold weather outside, actually cold is barely describing, it's downright frigid on the walk over here, but also because they're playing the St. Louis Rams this week in the Dome, the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. That game is going to be called by Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts for CBS. It's the second Broncos game that they have called this year, and you remember the last one against the Jets, 31-17, a game that was probably a little bit closer than the score indicated going down the last few minutes. So hopefully for the Broncos, they'll get a win, maybe without the same level of suspense that they had the last time Eagle and Fouts were on the call. But before Sunday's early kickoff at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, we've got plenty of programs to get you ready for Week 11. Thursday, while you're watching Thursday Night Football, turn up the radio to KOA AM 850 or crank up your second screen to DenverBroncos.com for Bud Light Broncos Primetime, live from Buffalo Wild Wings at Park Meadows. Join me, Andy Lindahl, David Treadwell, ESPN.com's Jeff Legwold, and our special guest, defensive tackle Marvin Austin. That's 7 to 10 p.m. Thursday on 850 KOA and DenverBroncos.com. Friday, join us on DenverBroncos.com to get ready for the game with two preview segments. First with myself, Chris Hall, and Phil Milani, and later with the radio voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan. Then click over to Fox 31 at 9:30 that night for this week's Fox on Fox show, where the head coach will preview the Rams and talk about the Broncos' fluid situation at running back. And if you missed the show, you can catch all the segments right here on DenverBroncos.com. Saturday night at 9:30 on Channel 20, it's Broncos Sideline Stories with Jim Saccomano. This week, Ring of Famer Rick Upchurch joins Sacco for his weekly look back at Broncos history. And if you missed the show, you can catch it at 9:30 Sunday morning on 9 News. Sunday, it's game day, and get your game day started at 9 a.m. with Broncos Game Day Live on 9 News. Host Rod Mackey will be joined by cornerback Bradley Roby and offensive coordinator Adam Gase. Then at 9:25 a.m. Mountain Time, grab your laptop or device and join us right here on DenverBroncos.com for Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft. I'll be joined by Chris Hall and Phil Milani live from the field at the Edward Jones Dome to preview Sunday's big game. And then it's game time, Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Broncos-Rams. We know a lot of you are watching. How do we know this? Because we see the ratings. 41.4 in the Denver market on average this year. Third highest in the league behind New Orleans and Green Bay. Those, of course, are great football towns. Denver is too. So thanks to all of you for watching, and hopefully the Broncos will continue to provide some great games for y'all. Until next week, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.